Opal Moon Baby by Maudie Smith. Read by Chris Barry. First of all, a city never sleeps. But there is a time, somewhere in the early hours, long before dawn, when it grows drowsy. When parents snore their loudest, and children mutter through the deepest of dreams. When slumbering dogs twitch, and even the night cats let their hunting eyes close for a few precious moments. It's only a short time, 2, maybe 3 minutes, when no one is paying attention. No one glances up at the sky and spots the revolving orb that is heading so certainly towards Archwell. No one notices it hovering over the Half Moon Estate and splitting open like an overgrown egg. No one sees the mass of sparkling particles that showers down, landing somewhere below, beneath that old copper beech tree. No one watches as the strange sphere closes again, perfectly, smoothly as an egg can never do. Its job is done, and it spins silently away, out of the half-light, and up into the darkness, disturbing no one. Almost no one. Barton Green has just set out on his milk round and is meandering down Half Moon Parade. His eyes are bleary, and he only has one hand on the steering wheel. There's a meat pasty in the other. He's got the radio on, and he's thinking about the slice of cream cake waiting on the seat beside him. And suddenly there she is, standing in the road, under the branches of a huge tree. A long-haired girl in a cape that is rippling with wind, although the leaves on the tree are still. Her luminous hair is spinning around her head like the rotating blade.